The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure the lighting's good as well, you know, because I'm kind of getting a little bit pissed off with how it looks sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Did you hear what I said, you lot? All right.
Let's go.
All right, so what, you know it's darkest now, innit?
Yeah.
And it's Harry Panero.
Oh, no more HP Light the Source. We're done now.
Because obviously we told the people, old and bold. You want to put your phone on silent? Or?
I mean, bro, was that my phone or was it? Was it? Was
I think
it,
it's yours. Well,
like, it wasn't. Literally, I didn't get a message. It, well, like, if it's yours or my mum's life.
No, that one's definitely on silent.
So talk to me. Talk to me about
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm
do you want to show some respect?
I apologize. I apologize. Oh, sorry, guys. We didn't know we was filming. Welcome to the Old and Bold podcast.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello.
Yeah,
I like that one.
No, it's not like, oh, yeah. That's the song.
That's a good one.
I'm Harry Panero.
And I'm Darkest.
You see, if you was there for the last episode, we told you.
Yep.
We are no longer the people that you thought was going to be.
I took the man out of my name. I'm just strictly, if you call me Darkest Man now,
I'm going to go crazy. Nah, and if you and call me HP, like the source, things can get.
You didn't cough, so you didn't cough all day and then you wanted to wait for our intro to cough.
I'm not going to lie. Anyway, cool.
Yeah, it's just, bro, it's just that one.
Yeah.
We need to do something about it after.
All right, cool. That's kind of fucked up, man's vibe.
No, but I'll be real. I don't even want to be here no more. Do you want to just end the podcast? I said we just go back to filming.
Should we do the intro again,
then? All right, cool. Let's do it. All
right. If you're going to cough.
Yeah, like, I mean, hold it in.
Yeah.
I need to cough. You see me coughing, Harry? I've been holding one.
I've actually got diarrhea. You see me shitting. Anyway, not going to let that. Oh, I've got an announcement for you guys. We are exclusively on Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All you need to do is follow and at Old and Bold.
Yeah.
We will be there for the we there.
Yeah.
Ask me there. Yo, me there. Yo, is me that me there? So that's that. All the exclusive content, live show, hopefully, tickets.
Yeah.
And just to get, you know, extra of what you can see from me and D.
Okay, so me and D's, brother.
No, can I be honest though?
I'm not going to judge you because I know what you mean.
No, please.
But these comments are ruthless.
All right, sorry. Look, I didn't mean to say what I said for the wed. Arts med, you're med.
Bro, Harry, let some of them go. Just every sentence, like, you know, you're killing English for yourself.
Yeah, but that's the thing though.
Fairs. Okay, and just for, you know, I love Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great app.
Yeah.
What is it?
So Patreon is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. So what does it
do? So what do you think about Patreon? I mean, how long we got? Well, Patreon is a place It's a streaming service.
Yeah, I mean, for the people who don't know.
For the people who don't know.
Yeah, we know.
I know.
We know.
Do you know?
Come on.
Well, Patreon, what it is, basically, is it's a play. Well, are you going to let me finish? Because I want to say it. No, Patreon.
Yes.
Wow, lovely place. it's a place where you get exclusive content and access that won't be available on YouTube. Mm-hmm. All right. So, for example, we could go and travel the world, and instead of putting that on YouTube,
yeah. We'd
put it on Patreon.
Oh.
And you just pay, you know, a subscription fee. Just so you can enjoy me and Darkest's traveling across the world and activities that we want to do for you.
Yeah. Do you want to go, what's it called? Do you want to go skydiving? Let's do skydiving once.
Do you know what? I promise you, that's something that I do want to do. Like, I want to jump off a plane and go,
No, bro. It's the best thing ever. Bungee jumping, I'd say, don't do.
See, you've done that before,
I've
right?
done bungee jumping and skydiving, yeah.
But you're actually like a proper wassio.
No, bro.
For you to do it, yeah, it makes me think I can do it.
No. You know, I'm scared of things, but I'm not scared of things to do.
Ooh.
You get what I mean?
Say that again.
So I'm scared of things.
Things. Yeah,
but I ain't scared of things to do.
He said he's scared of things, but he's not scared of things to do. I'm in the queue, in the queue, trying to shoot at the crew. Deuce, deuce,
oof.
45. I hit about 60, nah, 40 guys. Yeah. I went for burger, I ordered 40 fries.
Yeah.
Truth teller, I told about 40 lies.
I got a lot of soup, but I ain't got 40 ties.
I did it again and again, that's 40 tries.
I had 40 girlfriends, that's 40 cries.
I had 40 girlfriends first and 40 wives.
I used to be a big 40 pies.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what it is.
Right, can I be honest with you? This episode is very all over the place.
Yes, it is.
Gun on my face, all over the waist.
Yeah.
Put it in his face, all over the crate.
Okay.
I'm over the date.
Oof.
Her breath stank. All over the steak.
Oof. I just finished my food. I'm over the plate. Andrew or Tristan, I'm over the tape.
Oh,
come on, butter. Come on.
They told me to queue up. Fuck that. I'm over the gate.
Ooh. I was overly early, but I'm overly late.
He ain't my brethren no more. Oh, you lot are boying it.
Amy, my mom's like, I'm going to fold you in half, Amy. Like, honestly, like, honestly, bro, boy, my bro. Mom's like.
Lara, do me a favor. Edit it from when, what was your last one?
I don't know.
I'm not like, this is the second time you've done this, Amy. Yeah, please allow it, man. All right, cool. Let's go. All right, so what's happened now? What was I doing the other day?
What were you doing the other
I
day?
I went to the O2 to link Ursha.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, fine. Why did you
screw up your face? And remember, what you say will be clipped.
Okay.
So be very careful with what you're saying about the greatest R&B singer.
Okay.
Talk to me.
All right, I hate black people.
I'm joking.
So basically, I'm not one for concerts.
Okay.
I've never been to a concert in my life. Never been to a concert. And I'm not one for Usher.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. I'm sure he means well and he provides for his family and he smiles a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
good brother.
Yeah,
I think from here, he's a good you. You know what I mean? But his music ain't me, which is fine. You know what I mean? I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Fairs, not fairs.
Yeah, do you get what I mean? So it's just like, his music's not me.
I just don't get it.
What, the Usher bit or the concert bit?
The concert bit I can understand.
Okay, yeah? So it's Usher.
It's the Usher thing.
Yeah.
Because I look at you and I feel like sometimes you understand music.
I do. Chris Brown's my favorite artist
exactly.
of all time.
So the fact that you don't like Usher is a bit of a,
I don't know. It's his, and bro, do you know what song? Is there a song that pisses you off?
No,
not even that you don't like, that you hear and you're like, turn that off.
All right. Akon, Eminem. I see you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Get up, stop it. Like, for me personally, I can't stand it.
How?
You're saying, how many times are you going to smack it then?
Bro, come on, bro. You know better than
anyone. How many times are you going to smack it?
How much times have you smacked it in your prime?
I don't know what you're talking about. But I hear it though. But Usher's concert, elite. I went with Chance, I went with Star Player, and I went with KGD, and we had the greatest time ever. He is such a great performer.
Did he play Same Girl?
Nah, he can't because obviously.
Oh yeah, because of my man.
Locked up, full penitentiary for the wenchery, arse mentory.
Your mentory, did you mention me?
A bit of noise though, Amy, generally, like. No, can you like, sort it out, man, generally, bro. No, am I moving mad, bro?
No, it's fine. It's all good, let's go.
Two secs, man. Yeah, so I was there with Chunks, Kyle, Star Player, greatest time ever. I sang my heart away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I tell you, Same Girl for me,
yeah.
Worst song ever created.
ever of all created.
Okay, that was me. That was me.
All right, what's happening today?
No, and I just want to apologize for everything I said before this.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, genuinely, I'm so happy. You know, so I just let so, bro, just bro, I'm gonna see it again.
Why is it here?
Yeah, I'm gonna see it again.
Thank you for dashing your phone on the floor. I appreciate you, bro.
No worries, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, same girl.
Yeah.
When I hear that song, I'm just like, okay, you're both creeps, because like you're just two idiots that can't realize they're chatting to the same John.
Fairs.
Okay, let's be realistic.
No.
Let's say me and you were chatting to the same girl.
Yeah.
That's a 1 minute conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That song's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what up, Ashnet girl? Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Have you seen this drop?
Yeah, okay. I hear you, bro.
Pisses me off. And you know what it is? And I hate the way people treat that song. I'm going to do it, Ashnet. I'm going to fuck you both up.
Yeah, fairs.
Not Ashnet and R. Kelly. I'm talking about, you know what I mean.
Nah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not one for concerts as well. I got headphones, man. Is it ever better? I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off, but it's just like I have a lot to say here. Mm. Is it better to listen to it through your headphones for you or to actually live the experience with the person?
I think it depends. So I like listening to music loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can take in headphones, obviously, because you can hear the little minuscule things that you probably wouldn't hear out loud.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
However, when you see an artist perform
mm-hmm.
the art that you love with thousands of people, I think the experience is better. However,
doesn't it stink?
Depends on where you're sitting.
Okay.
And where you are.
Oh, you're a mosh pit guy?
Never. No, I was before when I didn't understand the concept of sitting down and enjoying a concert.
Yeah.
I used to be in mosh pit. People are drinking, alcohol's dashing everywhere. People are dashing from the balconies. You can't fight the person upstairs because you know what I'm saying? So you're going to land back on your head.
Yeah, definitely.
But I prefer being in a crowd when I'm watching a football game, but not when I'm listening to music.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when you listen to music, you like to enjoy it by yourself.
Vibe, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, if I'm also though, with a concert like Usher's concert, which is pretty intimate anyway, you kind of just want to be with either your partner or be with a man them or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah.
I don't want to be getting pushed while someone's, you know, it's a myth.
Okay, so wait, so four guys. So yeah that was a good move, by the way.
Yeah,
so four guys at Usher concert, yeah?
Yes,
so that was he has a song called, I think it's called Ignition.
Yeah. No, that's Ignition. R. Kelly. See, that's R. Kelly.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Oh, see, look, I'm losing my mind.
We're not going to add that.
I'm losing my mind. We're not going to add that because it's a big mistake. So I'm saying Usher has a lot of love songs.
Definitely.
So as four guys, grown men with beards.
Okay, what are you saying here?
No.
I just need to understand.
No, but just hear what I'm saying to you. So when you're in a club or like a concert and he's playing these love songs and you lot have no one to look at but each other, do you lot say these lyrics together?
Can I be honest?
Yeah, like, do you look at my man's eyes and just say, I'm so caught up, got me feeling it.
Good one. Well done.
Yeah, like, what do you, to walk me through it, go on.
All right, first of all, very cheeky what you just did there.
Oh, so.
You drew me out.
Okay.
Like a picture. Oh, you drew me out,
okay, I apologize.
There was times, where I did think to myself, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Because I'm seeing couple, and it's me, Chunks, and I said, wow. But then I'm a fan.
Yeah, you like the guy's music.
I like the guy's music.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
But then he was doing some things that were a bit questionable. Yeah, all of that. And he humps the floor.
Yeah.
He genuinely, like, the floor's pregnant right now. Yeah. Like, it's pregnant. It's expecting. And I was like, okay, cool, man. This is, but then I'm like to myself.
It's expecting.
And then I'm like, raw, like, if my woman was there,
yeah,
like, and she's like,
Yeah,
she
yeah,
might
yeah.
look to the left and I might not be there. No. Yeah, yeah. The car could be driving. Like, it could be driving. It could be. Or like, you see the cherry thing? Because he's all dropping cherries in mouths and stuff, yeah?
I've seen him do that.
Okay, come on, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you see with me, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll shut down the operation. Anyway, Ramadan is officially finished now. Mm-hmm. How was it for you?
Well, alhamdulillah, this one, you know, this Ramadan felt quicker than all the other ones. Mm-hmm. And I think I say that every single year, you know?
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, stuff like that only feels long when you're dreading the days, when that's not what Ramadan should be anyways. I mean, it's a gift. But yeah, I took each day, I took it day by day, da da da, you know, it was like a routine. It keeps me in a routine, da da da. And I just stuck to that routine and in the blink of an eye, and I'm just like, eat. So literally just 1 minute, yeah, 1 minute I'm fasting, next week, ain't nobody. Hey, what happened? Do you know what I mean? So just, this one felt very quick. But yeah, alhamdulillah, it was a lovely experience as it usually is. Thank God for letting me live the Ramadan, and inshallah, I get to see you next one.
Inshallah. Also, guys, I want to let you know, your English is good, let you know that we live by what we say. So I don't know if you remember, I don't remember what episode it was. It might have been the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Your mum called.
Yeah.
And we had some amazing food.
Darkest Mom haven't come, but we haven't talked about it.
We haven't spoken about it. Yeah. Darkest Mom cooked an incredible meal.
Yeah.
We destroyed it. takeaway, destroyed that as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But you see, the cappuccino.
Afterwards. My mom's top three cappuccino makers in the world. It's a fact. She literally, you can Google it. Don't Google it.
It was just made with love. No, you can't Google it.
Because apparently she's not allowed to be in there
But something great happened this last week. Beta Squad are back.
Yeah.
Now, we created Beta Squad.
No, I think I'm responsible for at least 36%.
Yeah, no, I think
of that 72, whole organization.
I think 72%.
What, you think so?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that to them now.
I know.
Jeremy, we'll take 50.
Yeah,
we'll meet in the middle of 50.
How come you weren't in it?
In what? You didn't specify what video?
The latest one.
Oh, the Squid Game?
Yeah.
Oh, the return?
Yeah.
Okay, so, they did ask me to go in.
Nah, because I remember we was there. We made the decision. We just felt like it wasn't for you.
No. They did ask me. Initially, think I was supposed to host it. So I was supposed to be the guy dishing out the punishments but it was too last minute. I was supposed to be a contestant before that. But my thing is, I don't like to be hurt and I don't like animals. Mm. Those two things I won't do. Yeah, I mean,
but in any video. Animals, though.
No, I know, but there was pain. You lot were getting shot with, literally, let's just call them, can we just, AR-15s?
Yeah, no, it was.
Were AR-15s. Yeah, yeah. You lot were getting shot with air guns in your back.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm a grown man. Do you know what I mean? So I'm joking, it has nothing to be a grown man, but I just don't like pain.
Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't actually care about the pain, you know?
Because I wish I was like that.
Do you know what it is? I feel like, see with like a paintball, right?
Yeah.
After you get hit, that is the worst part. As in like, you get bow, that's it, done, class. Yeah. And then you're just dealing with the, back to normal.
Yeah. How long from the, to back to normal? What's the?
I'd say 30 seconds.
Yeah, then you're on drugs. That's the longest 30 seconds of my life. You want me to be in agony for 30 seconds?
It's not agony.
These are my friends.
Okay, so the pain aspect of it, the instant, is 5 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Then after that, it's just your body's coming to reality that you've just been hit by a paintball.
How many times did you get shot?
Once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know how to play the game.
Oh, first, yeah.
I was elite in that. Yeah, I was elite in that.
You know what bit made me die? When you lot were going into the rooms and you lot were dragging each other out.
You know AJ's finger?
Yeah. What, did he rip it?
Bro, blood everywhere.
No way.
Bro, he was holding onto the radiator so much, I didn't know how strong he is.
He's very, very strong.
AJ's
very, very strong.
So like, even trying to grab, I thought, bro, I can pick him up like this. Yeah. I thought I could put him in my pocket.
He's like a squirrel.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah. He's actually a BBL squirrel. He's a BBL squirrel. But it was a good video.
Well, you know, this has been weighing on my mind and I feel like it's just the right time to say it now.
Yeah.
I had a weird experience the other day. So, Baller League's happening.
Yeah.
So I attended. And I came across one woman that I worked with years ago, and she used to work in production, and we recognized each other. She's like, oh, how are you? Oh, da, 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 how you been? All of this, you know, the usual conversation that you have. Then she was like, oh, what's new with you? And I was like, oh, I'm married now. And then she was just like, oh, how long you been married? And she was like, oh, to a woman, right? It's not a man. To a woman, it's not a man. And I was like, no, I'm married to a woman. And then she was just like, oh, no, sorry, because I've made that mistake before. Da, da, da. And I was like, so what inkling did I give you to say it could be a man? Do you get what I mean? So, and then I started questioning how I carry myself in general. Do I give you those vibes?
Are we being honest with each other?
Let's just be candid.
Okay. when I first met you.
Harry. Nothing's ever good starts with when I first met you.
I'm explaining. Like, Jenny, you asked me a question.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you really care about...
You go.
Okay.
You go.
So when I first met you, yeah, I didn't get the vibe that you were somebody that liked men.
Yeah. Nah. You didn't get that vibe.
No. Nah.
Okay, that's when you, at any point after that.
No.
Did I give you like a...
There's times where you've whispered in my ear and I'm like, chill out. But then I don't know if that's just the way you do things.
But sometimes I'm a whisperer.
Yeah.
I like to.
Okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to...
Laura, have I ever given you... Do you think... Laura... have I ever given you those vibes?
Are you on the mic? Would they be able to hear you? And there's no point in speaking to her if you can't hear her, bro. It's pointless.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Darkest, just being honest, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been being a prick to them, man. I can't do it anymore.
Bro.
Throughout the whole... I've just been being rude to them.
Wait, was that on purpose?
Yeah.
So
did you think I was...
I thought you were being genuine.
No,
so
I'm sorry.
My goodness me.
I couldn't do it any longer. Genuinely.
This whole time, I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
Literally, I'm sorry. Like,
I thought you have. You know, I was making an excuse for you in my head. I was like, he's having a bad day.
Genuinely, yeah. Because I was like, I couldn't do it anymore.
No, I swear to it was going to be a conversation afterwards. Like, yo, bro, everything's good. I was like, yo.
All right, girls, can I be real with you?
Man.
I saw them turn around. Amy turned around because I know she's thinking, fuck this. This is too much. Bro, so this is what happened. Yeah, I just want to give everyone an explanation about what happened today. So, look, Darkest is finished right now, which is amazing. So, Amy's come downstairs to get me and she's gone, we want to prank Darkest, right? And then she goes, I need you to be a proper prick to me. And I was like, how is this going to work? Because I always say I love these lot, yeah? So, yeah, Darkest, I know, I'm sorry. She was like,
I just didn't want to have that conversation on camera. I was just like, I'm going to chat to you after.
I was being really rude.
I hated you.
Yes.
I was like, on my life, I was like, what is going on with this guy?
No, it got mad.
Is there any end? Because I was like, bro, first of all, it's too much. Because anything they're saying, you're just like, all right, nah, just like, move on. We're talking. I was like, bro, what did they do?
Yeah, it's a prank.
Nah,
it was but I was supposed to do this for the whole ep, yeah, but I said, I can't do it. It was too much.
That's not right. Matt said, no, right, she ain't got a mic. Put it on.
Oi! No! And you know what it was? It was the squeezing the bottle as well.
Sorry,
guys. I just had to.
No, Harry, that still hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Because don't talk to them. They're good people, man.
They are amazing people.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, guys, well done, man. We got him.
Oh, that was good.
All right, cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thought to ourselves that we wanted to implement some sort of games into the Old and Bold podcast, right?
Why are you screwing me?
Harry,
that was good.
No, just talk about it.
That's good acting from you, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, because you look like you're genuinely having. I thought something happened. I thought you got a mad message or something.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, something's
happening.
Can I be honest?
You see my phone? Yeah. I went to go and laugh.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, so I went outside to go laugh, and I thought you clocked my phone because you know my phone was there. It was this. It was a picture.
you know when you left as well. It was like, oh, what's wrong with it? I was like, I don't know. I was just like, I was like,
you know, Black is a real
like,
one.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Literally, I literally, bro. In my head, I made an excuse. I was like, it's not deep.
I know people was watching, thinking, yeah, this guy's a proper dickhead. You know.
Oh my god, sorry, guys. No, that one got me.
That was good. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't. Anyway,
I need to fuck.
Yeah, go
on. No, you just know.
Yeah, get
no, it crawled back up. It'll come back. Oh my goodness.
All right. So, whilst Darkest comes to terms with what's happened.
I'm back.
We want to implement like some games on the podcast because we want to implement what we do on YouTube on the podcast as well. So we have a game called Wheel of Impressions, all right? Wheel of Impressions.
Yeah.
So in a hat next to Darkest is, well, it's not a hat, it's a wig actually.
Yeah.
Is, for example, it could be da-da-da-da, Michael Jackson. And then we spin the wheel and it could say doing ad libs. Yeah. All right, so it could be chopping in the pendle, moving in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, right? Yeah. All right, so Darkest, you're gonna go first.
All right.
You're gonna.
All right, so I got.
By the way, this lollipop, shit.
No, bro, you've been having.
Right, no, let me just leave it.
It's
there,
been sorry. 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, let me just open up this piece of paper for the Waper. Ask Laper. Yo, Laper. I'm not good at finishing it off, you know.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So, Instagram baddie.
Instagram baddie. All right. Which one are we going to get today? Singing opera. Instagram baddie, singing opera.
Shut up. Fuck, trying to talk. B-B-L. My mic's fucking, hey, yo. Fuck's sake, it's like just fucking up the whole day. It's just. I get a lot of likes on Instagram. My ass is fat. Really fat. It's not mine.
Well done. That's not it. It's not mine. All right, cool.
Hey, that was hard, you know. Oh my God.
It's not easy. All right.
All right, cool. What'd you get?
Okay, I've got. Oh, sorry, I picked up two. I have got old lady.
Yeah.
Crazy. What's the odds? Oh my days.
What's that?
Old lady baby voice. What the hell is that?
Gucci, Gucci, goo.
Okay.
Gucci. Gucci. I've been here for a long time.
Yeah, oh my God.
I have 2 days remaining. Yeah. I don't like black people, that's for sure.
Yeah. You sound you sound 90 and 9 at the same time.
Can I get some milk?
One more sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Get them out my country.
Yeah, oh my, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Get them out my country. Get them out my country.
All right, cool.
Good. I want more. I want more.
No, I love this game.
No, this is the best game. This is the best game in the world. All right, hold on. Let me get.
Elvis. Fucking mental health.
Okay, cool.
All right, Elvis. Please be freestyling.
Elvis.
I'd love for him to. Ooh. Singing nursery rhymes.
What's a nursery rhyme? Give me one.
Bar, bar, black sheep, have you any wool? Or twinkle, twinkle, little star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I'm going to do bar, bar, black sheep.
All right.
Baby, I said bar, bar, black sheep. Do you have any more? Yes, I... Yes, I do, a little bit.
Little bitch.
He's never said little bitch in his life.
Ever. This is so good. Okay.
Yeah,
yes!
What is it?
Siri.
Yes! You bust case. Siri. You bust case.
Oi.
You bust case.
Please let me freestyle, Siri, man.
You want to freestyle, innit?
Yes.
I want to teach him maps. I want to teach him maths.
2 + 2 = 4. Hey, what it's 10 × 10?
100.
No, it's not, black man.
What is it?
It's 120.
Okay, and how do you do simultaneous equations?
Doggies, please. Shut up.
Okay, is it because you don't know?
I forgot to tell you. Stop checks on Albany Road. 2 + 2 = 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Black man, chocolate, Twix.
Yeah, my phone, that phone's broken.
Yeah.
That phone's broken. Let me do
I
one
want
more.
It to freestyle, no, man.
I want to teach him maths. Oh my God.
Yeah. All right.
Motivational speaker.
Okay. Presenting on the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Now, whether it's a sunny day or whether it rains, I don't care if it's windy.
Ooh.
I don't care if you feel pain.
Ooh.
I don't care if it snows, as long as you grow. You gonna let something like the weather dictate how your day's gonna go? You gotta control the weather. Don't let the weather control you. You gotta seize the day. Don't let the day of your seize.
I'm cooking. Let me go.
Now when that sun shines bright in the morning, question is, what are you gonna do?
Oh.
You gonna brush your teeth?
Mm.
You gonna do what it do?
Oh.
Who's gonna look after your kids?
Oh.
When them trees start falling?
Oh.
I don't care if it's spring, summer, winter, or autumn. You better get your stony out. Cause you're gonna feel a lot of hail.
Oh. Hailstones?
Yeah, come on. Let me cook, nigga. Let me cook. You better get your stonies out. Or you gonna feel hail. Whether it's sunny, windy, snowy, or raining, who gonna prevail?
Oh!
God bless you. Take care.
Wow.
See, come on, bro. Just let me work.
No, I need to let you cook.
No, bro. This is improving my improv game.
Okay, can I be honest though?
I hope I get trying to.
Whole episode is this game?
Yeah.
New York Italian.
So what? So what you doing? Yeah. Let me get a cup of coffee.
New York Italian.
Let me get a cup of coffee. What's that? Buying groceries. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, are you bossing my boss? Can I get a Donatella pizza? Hey, Corleone, listen to me. Can I get 2 meatballs?
Can I be Corleone?
Thanks. Hey, Corleone.
Yeah.
You seen the list?
I have.
Don't fucking boss my boss.
We ain't got no salami today.
What you mean there's no salami?
We ain't got no salami. We got pepperoni, we got cheese. What
can
you
I get
do?
A Velo?
You want a Velo?
Yeah.
We stopped selling that 2 years ago.
God fucking damn it. You cracker.
So what can I get you?
I don't know. Can I get a pizza?
Okay, so any pizza you want me to freestyle, you douche?
What the fuck are you talking
I'm
to?
I'm sorry, Tony. I didn't mean it. Don't I like my love, my family.
Sorry. We family. How much is that going to be?
That'll be $12.99. You know it's on the house today.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's on the house.
You're a good kid, shorty.
Yeah, come on, man. You scratch my...
And cut.
Okay.
I'll be honest, though. Generally,
you know, bro,
your accent is fucking incredible. I'll be honest with you. It's fucking good. You're a douche.
Had me there. So, okay. Guys, we're just going to do like 7 more.
Generally. This whole episode is
This is the best game in the world. A girl who's just been dumped in tears.
Yes.
A girl who's just been dumped in tears.
In tears, okay. And what is she doing?
Well, I need to get into character.
Oh, shit. So teaching you're teaching maths.
Teaching maths.
Yeah, yeah.
A girl has just been dumped. Okay, cool.
Miss, what's two times two? Because John's saying it's 9.
What you say?
What is 2 times 2? Because John keeps saying it's 9.
2 times 2. He loved the 2 times 2. 2 times 2 = 4. Just take a seat.
Okay, oh.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget.
Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm just getting myself together.
You okay, miss?
Yeah, everything's fine. Okay, guys, today we're doing algebra and why it will break your heart.
Miss.
So, guys, x plus 2 equals 4. What is x? He's an x. He's an x. Oh, let me just... I'm sorry, class.
So, miss, we've got another question for you.
I wish you had more questions. He just left. He's fucking left.
That's his fucking left. I smashed that one. Okay, let me look.
Go.
Nigerian uncle.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right then.
Yes. I know. Thank you. Try freestyle. Please give me freestyle. Please, what's that? Serenade in the garden.
All right. Let me get into the character.
No, you know what? I want Emmy to sit here and you do it to her. I want to see how uncomfortable she is.
I'm just going to say it now. When the sun is shining and you are not in front of the sun, it's a waste of light. You are the reason why when I breathe, there is existence. What a woman. If not for the fact that you are sitting next to me, life does not mean anything.
Can I be Nigerian as well?
Yes, of course.
So how are you going to change this woman's life?
This woman's life does not need to be changed. Mm. It just needs to be added to.
Mm.
She is the reason why I'm living.
Okay.
I was going to die yesterday.
I understand.
I met her. I want to leave now.
Mm.
I don't want to leave. I want to leave now.
So can you describe how you are going to make this woman's life better?
I'm
going
to give her constant hammering. Constant hammering. I'm going to make sure that, you know, she never lacks anything again. She is the perfect woman that I need in my life.
Mm.
I have 6 kids, 2 wives. Mm. I will leave all of them for her. Look at her bum.
Mm. Are you willing to die for that bomb?
I've already died. Can you not see this woman here? I'll die for her again.
I've already died.
There we go.
Elite.
Right, one more each.
All right, cool, first.
Yeah.
French rapper. Rapper.
All right, French rapper. French rapper. Yeah, good one. Making a diss track.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
Voler.
Yes.
Voler tout fromage.
Oh.
Bleu. Tes compis, ton bonsoir. Le plou noir de Marcy.
De Marcy.
La puissance au déco.
Femme la bouche. C'est pas fini.
Douce.
Donc la va. Finalement.
Voulez-vous coucher?
Avec moi.
Voulez-vous couguer?
Ah, oui. C'est pas ri.
Oh,
t'es la bateau, voilà mon ami.
Ah, oui. We said nothing.
Absolutely.
All right, one more. Let me do
one. No, you got on. This is the best game in the world.
Roadman whose slang is stuck in 2010.
Ooh. Oh, that's Skeen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what am I doing now?
If you keep talking nuts,
why am I always gay?
I don't know why. I think that's what it makes sense now.
Don't charge at Breeze.
Yeah.
You'll get left with ease.
Yeah.
Get your girl on my knees.
Yeah.
Doing what she please. Skeen. Yeah. I ain't no neek. Yeah. I ain't no nerd.
Yeah.
Put you on the floor.
Yeah.
Just like a herd.
Yeah.
Rude boy, I'm heavy. Yeah. Don't get this, Rude boy, because I get Larry.
Yeah.
Two Glocks on me.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good Glocks on me. Good, Glocks on me.
Yeah.
Top on me.
Yeah.
Your girl giving me top on me.
All right, 4-5 on me, and you know it starters.
Starters.
I'm really buff and you're really butters.
Oh. My girlfriend's strong and yours is not.
Yeah.
She made me your girl is chung and yours is not.
Yeah.
She made me blow. Yeah. Just like snot.
Yeah. Harry, can we roll? You know when it comes to freestyles?
Yeah,
you might be the king of it.
No, impossible.
You might be the king of freestyles.
All right, guys. I'm hanging my boots. That has been Wheel of Impressions.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. So obviously me and Darkest, we want to live life to the fullest.
Always.
Creating a bucket list is something that I feel like we've always wanted to do. We've created bucket list for ourselves mentally, but we're going to do it together as a team, right? And as I said earlier on, we are starting Patreon as well. So if there's any things that you feel like you'd love to see us do, let us know in the comments. But one of the things I definitely want to do is skydive. I mentioned it before.
You've never done it, innit?
No, I've never done it before. I think it'll be thrill seeking, but I think documenting it as well.
Yeah.
Seeing how shook I'm going to be, because it's all said and well when you get on a plane. But jumping off is one of the most scariest things I want
to
do.
Can I tell you one thing from experience? When you're doing skydiving, obviously you're going to have someone with you on your back to do the thing for you. Don't act like you're scared because they make it worse. They love first timers.
Yeah.
They love, because bro, when I went, first of all, I went with three people. We're on the plane.
Why is my heart beating now?
But we're on the plane. Hey, we're on the plane.
I'm not even a shook at that.
And the pilot's a bastard. So imagine you fly off, you take off. Only one way out now. Like, you didn't have to say that. Like, I didn't fucking know this already. Do you get what I mean? So he goes up now, and obviously, everyone's strapping themselves in. Someone's got, one guy has got a man, the other guy's got a man. I had a woman. I have absolutely no problem with that. Mm. You know what I mean? Absolutely no problem. So I was like, fine, as long as you're qualified, I don't care. Mm. So she clipped herself onto me, and then, so everyone's saying, yo, I've done like 7,000 jumps. Yeah, this is my 4,916th jump. And then I'm like, oh, what about you? I'm talking to the woman behind me. And she's like, oh, it's my first day.
Don't do that.
And then she was just like, nah, don't worry. I trained all of these guys. And I was just like, okay, yeah, so you're big dog.
Yeah, right, cool.
But yeah, literally, the minute you come off that plane, those first 3 seconds, you just want God to take you.
Yeah.
Because you can't breathe that wind in your face.
Bro, my
beard was here. my beard was here. All that wind in your face, yeah. So imagine those first 3 seconds, and then you can breathe. Then as soon as you're flying, and literally you're completely fine. Yeah. And then the parachute, I'm not gonna lie to you, make sure it's like in a good place in your groin. Cause you know that bit when it takes you up?
Yeah.
This side here, it nearly took a testy. It nearly took a testy with it. So I just thought, okay, cool, kids are done. Then obviously my groin, it was really hurting my groin a lot.
Yeah.
Then like she even let me control the parachute. So man's just spinning in the air. You know what I mean? Just doing magic.
And how quick is it?
But it's a minute, but it's the longest minute of your life. So it's like, and then after that, you land with your feet up, you land on your bum. The minute I landed, the hug I gave her,
That's amazing. All right, cool. We're doing it. We are going to skydive.
Please.
I would happily do it again.
My bucket list, I want to skydive in every continent.
Is it?
Yeah, so I've done Europe, I did it in London, and I did it in Mexico.
Okay.
They know how to thrill seek.
Yeah, I ziplined.
I need to do that.
Let's do that then.
Okay, I don't mind. I don't mind heights and stuff.
So I ziplined in Mexico, in Cancun, right?
Good shit.
It's a place called Explore.
Mm.
And I didn't know the concept of it. So what it was is like, literally you walk up the steps, yeah?
Yeah.
You zipline, so I'm like, oh, it's done then.
Yeah.
No. You zipline to then walk upstairs to zipline again, and you just keep ziplining.
You keep zigzagging.
Until you get to the highest point.
Yeah.
And the highest point, I'm genuinely like flying on top of mountains. Like it was amazing. One of the best experiences I've ever had.
So you've done it?
I've done it before.
Yeah, I've never done it. I want to do it.
But we can go back and do...
We should skydive and zipline in the same day.
All right, what have we both not done that we can do?
I haven't deep sea dived. That's a tongue twister.
I've done that. Okay, but I was shook.
Have you swam with dolphins?
No. And I want to do it.
I want to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then they just...
So the reason why I was shook, yeah, it wasn't actually because I was shook. It was because I needed to go and do a poo. Yeah.
Nice.
And I said, I don't want to shit on myself.
It happened.
in front of these dolphins, and I was a bit seasick because of
you had
the
respect
waves.
In front of the dolphin. I like
no,
that.
No, no, no. Come on,
you
man.
Gotta show them respect.
I'm gonna poo yeah, yeah. The, bro, that's
they don't come
poo.
To your yard and shit.
Raw. You
yeah,
get me?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I want to do it. I yeah. feel like I'm ready. I'm equipped to do it. And also, I feel like in the ocean, yeah, it's mind over matter as well.
Mm.
I can swim, but at the same time, it's like your feet. You're overthinking because you're like, I'm in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're
yeah.
seeing the
this
waves.
Ain't your yard.
It's not. And, it's not and realistically, if you can swim, it's not that deep as well.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I can
so
swim.
I want to do
can
that.
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Strong swimmer for the
yeah.
one.
Oh,
no.
yeah, first,
I'm
okay.
stopping. I'm stopping.
Okay. You know what I really want to do as well?
What?
But there may be some drawbacks, but let me yeah. just see your thoughts on it. I want to go to.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To the quietest room in the world. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
So it's a room, it's blocked out by sound completely.
Mm.
Like you can imagine, like when you're in there, you can hear your blood traveling through your veins. That's how quiet it is. There's no sound. And they don't let you stay in there longer than like, I think 30 minutes, because you lose your mind. So I think me and you should do 12 minutes each.
Okay.
And see what kind of people we
all
are.
All right, so we're going to do the most quiet room in the world.
No, Harry, you don't understand. You can hear your thoughts. Okay, maybe you can't hear your thoughts, but you yeah. can hear your blood moving through your veins. You can hear your heart pumping. Like it's dead, dead silent.
What is your favorite food to eat?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd say pasta or pizza.
So we're going to go and have the most expensive pasta in the world.
Yeah.
And the most cheapest pasta in the world.
Yeah.
And we need to be near a toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it should be in between the
yeah,
two
yeah,
places.
Yeah, in between the toilet.
We should build one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Eating the most expensive pasta in the world.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to pay for it.
That's what I was going to... That was my next question.
Yeah. Lara and Amy will pay
they
for
should,
it.
By law.
Because
by
I think
law.
For what they've done for yeah, the yeah. community, they'll pay for it.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, no, I want to try foods across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you want to do a man versus food challenge? Do you reckon you do that? You're not really eating like that though, are you? No, you can eat, but I don't think you're like them, let me eat till I get sick kind of people.
No, but that's gluttony.
No, but it is gluttony. It is gluttony. You know, and I envy that.
Yeah, yeah.
I envy that.
What about, yeah, I've did this before. Do you ever watch Top Gear?
Yeah, what okay. the hell? I used to, nah.
Okay, fairs. So there's a driver yeah. called
the Stig.
Yeah,
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 I know
yeah.
the Stig. I know
so
the Stig.
I did a lap with the Stig. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
I would love for you. To
what do you
do
mean
that.
A lap with the Stig?
As like, in he's driving.
Yeah,
I'm in the passenger.
Yeah,
bro, you know it looks like he's about to crash. Yeah, but he's
like perfect. Around it, yeah, yeah.
Oh, bro, perfect. So I think we should do that.
But wasn't your neck sort of?
Oh, absolutely done.
Yeah, the
G-force was G-forcing.
Okay, first. So yeah. we're just going to, I want to do like outlandish stuff. But one thing that's off my list,
yeah,
we're not doing safari.
Okay.
But you can't.
No, I'm not going to.
You can do that. I'll be on Zoom. Reason. Zoom me. Like, yeah, we're going to yeah. zoom me in. Yeah, I'll be on
as
Zoom.
A safari, yeah. yeah. And what I found out with lions and stuff and animals, right? They don't look at like cars as animals or threats.
What about the niggas inside it?
No, they don't. Unless you hop out and try and move around, yeah. then of course they will try and probably attack you and basically.
Yeah, just like, what's that? Like, yeah, I ain't yeah. seen this. Yeah,
but
yeah.
literally, I lions, giraffes, elephants, they don't even come near you.
Okay, so is it a smart thing to eat in the car while you're driving by? Because they might smell the food.
But why would you do such a thing?
Let's just say man's hungry. Like,
then you eat before, no?
Naturally.
If you want to die, there's other ways. You ain't got to be brutal about it. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
ain't got to do that.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
those are just the things off the top of the head that we feel like we want to do. But guys, like I said, let us know in the comments. And if it's something that we agree on.
I'm on everything.
Then we'll do it. He's yeah. on everything apart from anything to do with animals.
Yeah, I'm not with animals.
Simple as that.
Yeah, allow me with animals. I mean, I'll go to a zoo. Let's go to a zoo. Oh, you know all koalas have chlamydia. You know that, innit? I think majority of them have chlamydia. I think that's where it came from. You think it's a joke, innit? Well, I'm being dead serious.
Google that for me, please. Lara.
I swear to God, majority of
Lara, please just Google.
I Google it, please. See if I'm trying shit. Why would I say that?
Because you're dark.
Do koalas have chlamydia? Look, Yes, koalas are still particularly chlamydia, which can cause blindness, infertility, and even death. I told you. Look at the damn screen, brother.
No, you know.
I told you.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah, see? They sounded random though, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sleep for 22 hours a day.
That koala got chlamydia.
Okay.
He can be in the sheets.
Yeah.
If it was the guy, I would have got rid of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take out that koala for $1. You ain't going to laugh when I take out this giraffe. I stand tall like a giraffe.
Yes, you do.
My money fatter than an elephant.
Ooh.
In the room.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Elephant in the room.
Oh, let's discuss the elephant in the room. That's good. That's good. All right. You don't do punchlines, though.
I do punchlines.
You do punchlines?
I do punchlines.
You want to hear mine?
I want to hear yours.
All right.
Because if I take this rhino out, rhino out. You ain't got a hippopotamus.
You get it? It's a triple entendre. You go.
No, okay, cool. She a racist bitch. She called me a monkey.
Ooh.
I brought her to court.
Yes, you did.
She lying on me.
Mm.
Monkey lying on me. Come on, man.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. All right. I'm going to go back to what I usually do.
Mm.
Y'all listening?
Mm.
Bring your ears to the table.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for my son being born, I would have been a top shooter.
Yeah.
I stole a lot during the riots. I was the top looter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I take out that golden eagle, your girl gonna be talking. Now that's what I call a hummingbird.
Ooh.
5 bricks, we call that light change.
Yes, we do.
White range.
Ooh.
If I shoot at you when you cook, the light change.
Ooh.
I'm gonna pull up really quick. You won't see me far. I'm in that brand new Range Rover SVR. Brother, come on, bro.
Come on now.
Come on, bro. I beg you. Audi TT, that's a two-seater.
Are we doing cars? All right.
I bought her rain because she a good eater.
Yeah.
She used both hands like a good seasoner.
Ooh.
Harry, you do a lot. And I know you really want to be me.
Ooh.
You can't get this Lamborghini in a Lamborghini.
Oh! Gucci, Armani, LV, I bought all of them.
Yes, you did.
They send me stuff and I ain't calling them.
Yeah.
Hauling them.
Yeah.
In the store, I'm mauling them.
Oof.
Basketball, I'm balling them.
Yes, you do.
Nigga, that Burberry coming like an extension cord.
Woo!
I do so much, even Tom Ford.
I don't know what that means. I just said, rhymes. It just rhymes though. That's all it is. You have to look for rhymes. What's that?
Clip loaded.
Yeah.
My stick toed it.
Yes.
Brick floating over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Yeah.
45 wetter than a.
All right, listen, guys, look. This has been the Old and Bold Podcast. Like I said already, we are going to be on Patreon, and I want you guys to follow us and see our journey. As I said earlier on as well, please let us know what you want us to be doing for our bucket list.
Yeah.
I'm Harry Pinero.
I'm Darkest.
And of course, can you just rate us 5 stars on Spotify as
well? I mean,
well,
it'll be nice
like,
if you
please,
could. Like, well, like, please, just,
you know
please,
what I mean?
Man.
Like,
we're good guys. We're good brothers.
We just want 5 stars.
Yeah, just want 5 stars. It's a click. It's just a
look,
click.
Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, okay. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rate us on Spotify. Spotify. Spot the guy. Make the thing game fucking by. Love, guys. Peace.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average,
Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.